Now, you may or may not know that I was covering breakfast on Friday for Mickey.
I did see it. And listened.
Did you listen?
For a little while.
Did you hear me singing in the shower?
No. I heard your traffic reports. I was taking notes.
Oh, well, that was the highlight of the morning, was it? Well, we did this thing, something I've done on radio many, many years ago. I thought I'd resurrect it. And I asked everybody to kind of get involved and work out what I was actually singing in the shower, the Radio Woken shower, because obviously I'm very hygienic, you know, and I think I should just play this from Friday Breakfast and maybe get your thoughts on my singing ability.
I'll have to review the show again.
Needless to say, of odds and ends, but I'll be stumbling anyway. Slowly learning that life is okay.
Is this you?
It's me. It's no better than me.
Don't give up your day job, John.
I mean, yeah. Shay's on the line. Morning, Shay. What do you think of my singing?
No, you gave it a good go there, John.
I did. Well done. Do you know what I was singing, though?
You sung Shay as well.
Yeah, that was actually singing A Hard Take on Me, just in case you're wondering. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, so that's what we did. I was thinking we might bring that as a regular feature on Sunday mornings, you know.
Or not.
I'm just giving him the idea, Shay.
I need to get Shay needs his jingle. Hang on a minute, Shay. Bear with me a second. Hang on.
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Shay, who's arguably a better singer than me. Morning, Shay.
Good morning.
Do you think you're a better singer than me?
Pardon?
Are you a better singer than me, do you think?
Well, I can sing anyway, so that's...
Me and
I can't!
I love it, Shay!
Diplomatic.
David, it's all for a bit of fun, really.
It is, yeah. How are you, Shay, then? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you. I know we were talking about the kebab world, but we're doing really well. We're not having any.
Oh, well done, Shay.
Why are we?
How long's this?
Two minutes?
This is going to go on forever now, really.
Ooh. See, do you know what? I was in Shay's local pub, the local Wetherspoons in Leatherhead, on Friday night, and I was expecting to see Shay now. I didn't see you. You weren't having your pint on a Friday night. You're on that health kick, aren't you?
No, I was out having a drink with somebody else, a friend of mine.
Somebody else? Really?
Yeah, okay.
Well,
I've got... Bummed out, John.
You bummed him out, haven't you, Shay?
No. I'm not doing that to John, no way. But it's just a friend came round and...
Right, okay. Where'd that you are?
I'd like to come for a drink.
So what?
Let me off, John.
What have you been up to apart from dodging kebabs and having drinks of other people that aren't me? I mean, what else be happening in your world?
What's more important?
Actually, find this very funny.
I've helped out with Danny Andrews.
Yes.
30 Hours Challenge.
This is Danny we're talking about, Surrey Hills Radio. 30 hours, and Shay That's went right. in there. I mean, you got out of bed really early. 8 o'clock in the morning you were there with Cindy, and you were sort of talking. What was really interesting is the whole thing was on the radio, and it was also on YouTube, and there was a camera in the studio. But, you know, chatting away, you kind of forget when the microphones are down that it was still going out on YouTube. So, we're waiting for those big secret revelations that out comes the kebab with the cornflakes that time of the morning.
Well, the kebab and the cornflake, I don't think it'd go well together, do you?
I don't think they'd go well together either, but...
How's things for you then, Helen?
I'm feeling a lot better, Shay. I did have COVID last week, so I wasn't able to come in.
You weren't very well, but it does take it out of you.
It does. I slept. I broke the world record, I think, for sleeping.
Oh, so Daddy did the world record for being on the radio for the longest time, and you were sleeping for the longest time.
That's it.
Can you get sponsored for that sort of thing, Helen?
As I say, I've never heard anybody do a 30-hour radio marathon, but
that was weird.
And as we were saying, Shay, he raised something like just over £2,000. I think 30% goes to the radio station, 70% goes to Parkinson's UK, and you think the number of people are going to benefit from that. It was really emotional, sort of seeing him get into that final hour. Each hour on YouTube, you could see, you know, the hours ticking down, and it was really interesting. And as I say, sort of meeting people and hearing people's stories and bringing people together as well. It's really lovely. So really good.
But when he was on there, he was getting his legs waxed.
Yeah, he had a challenge. change every hour. And apparently, I think he had his legs waxed about three times.
Here we go. Do you know that's the first time you said that?
What, apparently? Oh, okay. I'm getting right to counting, Shay. Okay. But yeah, Danny, so he's having his legs waxed and his, was it his leg and his chest, I think, waxed by his wife who was enjoying it a bit too much?
I've just had a thought, John. I think you should be waxed.
No.
By Ashley.
No, I'll record this.
No.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Shay.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Good. You were, very well. Yeah, you were talking about Guildford earlier. It's a nice place.
It is. I've lived there for the last two years and I absolutely love it.
Really nice. The cobbles are a little bit of an issue, but, you know.
I have been Guildford before, but there's a place that I know John's going to ask me the question.
Yeah. So your favourite place in Leatherhead, where would that be, Shay, where you live?
It'll be second home. I'll go around to Surrey Hills Radio. I'm always there.
Right. Okay.
Let's get
that plug in. I'm sure he's being paid by them to get his
name. One of my favourite places is where I work, down at the Manster Buildings, part of the Thornycroft Drive. We've got wooden door round. That's a very idyllic location and a very scientific looking building that we work in. So it's nice place to work.
I mean, the registry office in Leatherhead's quite nice as well, and the museum. They've got a museum there, and they've got a reconstruction of a 1960s bed, sort of young person's bedroom there. It's quite interesting.
Never been to that place.
Leatherhead Museum. I've actually looked round there. Nice. Good.
And of course, Weatherspoons as well. That's where I seem to find myself.
Weatherspoons.
I go to all the exclusive places, you know. Burger and fries and a pint of Coke for under a tenner.
Kebabs, of
course. Yeah. Stuff like that. So, you're doing the exclusive radio show for Radio Woken on Wednesday.
Yeah. The Sunday Sessions is on Radio Woken on Wednesday, yes. Yeah. Okay, thanks for reminding me.
Well, yeah. Because I know you call it exclusive radio show.
Inclusive. It's exclusive and inclusive.
Inclusive. Well,
but
either way.
Just to let you know, because I know Shay listens to every single show I ever do, like on the radio ever.
Yeah.
It's Rob Day on Wednesday morning, and then me on Thursday. So we're swapping around. Because you thought, what can we do to confuse Shay? Let's just swap our... Yeah. Shay won't know what day it is.
Well, I won't know what day it is.
That's enough to drive you down a kebab shop.
and I know the other question you are going to ask me every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you going to go for a Sunday roast later, Shay?
I have indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to go down for a bloody roast later, Shay?
What are you having today, Shay?
I'm having only works like roast potatoes and... three different meats, roast beef, chicken,
lamb. So, very nice. Yeah. You know what? You have to bring us a doggy bag down to us.
Making me feel hungry.
Okay. Think about all of us stuck in the studio.
So, what are you up to today then, Ashley?
Oh, me? I'm probably going to my sister who lives near the studios after this, just for an hour. And then I'll probably just go on home and just chill out a little bit. Got stuff to do, the usual chores.
Well, I'm off going for a lunch later, and myself, going to a church. They've got a meal thing going on, so I was like, can't go to the service because I'm on the radio, but I'm going to go for food afterwards.
Very food orientated.
So what are you up to today then, Helen?
Me? I'm going to walk my dog, Boris, later on. It's a lovely sunny day.
I've got a dog called Boris. Named after the Prime Minister.
He is.
Anyway, yeah. Shay, we've got the news. We're going to have to let you go and get ready for your Sunday roast.
It's not a bit of a Johnson.
Take care, Shay.
Shall we carry on after?
Are you
going to stay on the line? Okay, stay on the line. We've got the news now. If you're right to hold for about 6 minutes. We'll speak to you in a sec. Okay. It's 11 o'clock on Radio Woken.
Right, then. We've still got Shay on the line here.
You still have. You haven't got rid of me yet.
We're really enjoying the conversation.
Asking to stay for longer. Your voice should be getting cold.
That voice you just heard there that says Radio Woken, the chap who does that voice used to do The X Factor.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it's, what's his name? Forgot his name now, the X Factor Man. Yeah, I know who you mean. The name escapes me. So guess who we've got coming to see us at the studio in a bit, Shay?
Sorry?
Guess who we've got coming to the studio to see us in a bit?
You've got Rosie.
We have, yes. And she's... I'll have to ask her, actually, if she's still got the Barbie you gave her.
Oh, you better ask her that, definitely.
Have you heard about the Barbie story?
No.
Oh,
no.
Shay, do you want to tell Helen the Barbie story?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, it was, John took me out for the day, and we landed up at, we went to a boat race, and I didn't expect to win this, and we were walking along, it was in a raffle, and I picked up the wrong prize, and it turned out a Barbie doll.
What's wrong with a Barbie doll, Shay?
I mean, nothing if you're not a man of a certain age. I
mean. And yet, I hadn't even seen the Barbie movie yet.
Oh, well, it's available on DVD shortly, I would imagine, so you can check it out.
I'll probably wait until it comes on Netflix.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so you can watch that in the privacy of your own home. I think Barbie's they're very kind of like geared towards the female kind of empowerment, which is great, but then like the way they show men, I'm not convinced, but anyway, you know, it's controversial.
It depends, depends which gender you are,
yes,
I think.
I suppose it does, yeah.
Well, I've got to say a couple of hellos. Hello to James Fildes and Mark O'Reilly and Mary. And I've got to say hello to Andrew, lovely Andrew.
Yes.
Who likes his Beatles.
Yeah, we have actually got a song in a few minutes' time, actually, and in fact, I've got my message saying, don't forget to play I Feel Fine by the Beatles for me. Take care from Andrew. We're going to get that one on shortly, Andrew. Don't worry. We haven't forgotten, really. I mean,
yeah, we can't forget Andrew.
No, we can't forget. Andrew listens to every show. Andrew. He's part of the big fan club. But then we have this big thing where I refer to Andrew as a super fan and you're the number one listener. Rosie then gets in touch and says, oi, I'm the number one listener. You get involved. And we end up with a fight. And it's like,
it can happen.
You've all got your slots. There's room for everyone here on Sunday mornings on Radio Waking. So, you enjoy your Sunday roast. We're not jealous at all, Shay.
Have a lovely week, Shay.
No. And you, Helen.
Yep.
And say hello to Rosie and Donna for me.
We will. We should play Barbie Girl, later for you, Shay.
You can play that for me later on.
We will. We've got the King of Wishful Thinking, though. That's a classic 80s song. We'll get that one on for you now. So thank you, Shay. Have a good day.
Thanks, Shay. Bye.